outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now, strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 1st. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
We're back from a nice weekend. Did it rain a little where you are yesterday?
I have no idea.
It actually rained.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Here.
In the valley?
Yeah, in the valley. For about 10 minutes, that was about it.
Oh, there we go.
But it was some heavy rain, too.
Storm of the year.
Yeah. Probably some stray clouds or something, you know?
No, I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Kind of bummed about that.
Well, you'll have to move to the valley.
No. I'll just come here and visit you.
We were on your side of town last night.
Were you?
We just decided to drive around. Yeah, I mean, I'd been sitting home all day yesterday, so... we took a drive down to Hollywood, and we had heard of this place that that sells chicken and waffles.
Oh, have you heard of that? Roscoe's?
Roscoe's.
I sure have.
So we looked for that place.
But you didn't find it?
No, we found it. We found it.
You didn't stop?
And we did stop, and we actually went in, and we ate there.
And? What? Please.
I don't know. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know. It didn't sound like a great combination before, and it didn't sound after.
Nope. It doesn't at all. Chicken and waffles. Can you? Now, in my mind, I feel like you can order, like, a waffle with, like, bits of chicken on top. Is that how that works? Or no?
No, not really. You get pieces of fried chicken.
Okay.
And you get a big waffle with syrup and everything, a lot of butter.
Okay.
And that's it. You're supposed to eat it together. You know, one bite from this, one bite from that.
And what was your...
I don't know. It's just like, I don't think I'll go back.
No repeat customer.
It wasn't that exciting. No, I mean, I've had a lot better fried chicken. And the waffle was good, but, you know.
That's so funny. I know so many people that love it. I've
really?
Never been. But, you know, it reminds me of this place in Silver Lake when I used to live there with my husband. There's this – it was in a plaza, and I never went there. But it was Chinese food and donuts. Because that's usually what goes together.
I'm sure.
So, you know.
Maybe in China it does.
I thought it was the weirdest store all the time. Whenever I would drive by, like, every time I looked at it, I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, donuts and Chinese food. You don't eat those together.
Yeah. Well, maybe not together. I don't think that... Was that, like, the intention
No,
there?
I don't know.
Or is it... It's like one store and it sells both?
Yes. It's one... But it's just
I can imagine the Chinese owner, you know, coming out here.
Right. I'm going to open a place that sells
we'll
Chinese
have Chinese food. And then he goes, well, what else can we put in here?
Why not?
And then he looks...
Why not donuts?
Yeah, like, let's see what other Chinese people do. Oh, they sell donuts. Okay.
Why don't you just have a fucking nail salon, too, then? Sorry, that was bad. But it's true, though. A lot of the places out here, a lot of Vietnamese they run the nail places.
Yeah, like, they do run the nail places.
Hey, and there was that Seinfeld. Do you ever watch Seinfeld?
Well, I always watch Seinfeld.
Right. Okay. Do you remember that episode where Elaine goes in to get her nails done, and she was usually going. This was her place that she would go to, and she started. Like, one episode, she swore that they were talking about her. Like, she was convinced.
In their language.
In their language, right? And she was convinced. And she was so paranoid. So I think that she hired somebody or to go in there and check get out and see if they were talking about her. It was one of the funniest episodes. I mean, she was amazing.
Yeah.
But I remember, I always think about that when I go into like the nail salons and stuff. Mm. I'm always like, are they talking about me? Are they saying horrible things about my feet?
Probably.
Right? What a stupid bitch. Just give me your money. I always think about that, though. That's so funny.
I know. There's a lot of them here. And they say that some of them are not very good. You know, they're not reliable. Like, you can get infections and shit from their work.
Thank you for that. What? I know. It's
oh, you
want to
know that?
No. I actually have heard that. I really have heard that.
Do you go to them for your nails?
Yeah. I mean, I do when I, you know, have money.
Yeah.
But it's just, they're cheap.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you can't.
And then it's like $5 for a massage. Like, you'll get a little foot massage.
I know.
And they always ask you, $5? Okay. I say, yeah.
You know, there's special places for just foot massage. It's like you sit there for an hour and they give you a foot massage.
I know.
That's
massage. I know. It's so good. I would love that. I would love an hour massage on my feet, actually.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get you a gift certificate or something. How's that?
There we go. You're the best. Do you like when people touch your feet or no?
I don't know. I never thought about it that much.
Because a lot of people touch your feet, right?
Yeah.
Does your wife give you foot massages?
No, she doesn't.
Not so much. Do you give her foot massages?
No.
Damn it.
No foot massages in our home.
I don't even think I've gotten one from a partner.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, there's always a first time. Find someone who's into foot fetish, man.
Well, they'll give you the attention. That's going to go way overboard. They're going to, like, dress up my feet in costumes and stuff, and I'm not okay with that. I don't want anybody that's into any, like, foot fetishes like that. That freaks me out.
Not necessarily. I mean, they like some stinky feet, too. And, you know.
Really?
Yeah,
is that
do.
True?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They like, okay, you know, stinky socks. I mean, I don't know how you get into that fetish, you know?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, feet can be stinky, you know? I mean, what the hell? You know, we stand on them all day.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there... I feel like... Okay, if people like stinky feet fetish, do they have, like, an armpit fetish? Like, do people like smelly armpits?
I'm sure people have fetishes
for
everything.
God, that grosses me out. I mean, I've heard the peeing on each other. I've heard the pooping on each other.
I know. That's a little too much.
I don't know how that even turns you on.
I don't think there's many people do that, though. You know?
Well,
I don't know.
Let's hope not, Sam. I hope not. The majority of people aren't into that.
I can't stand being with myself in the bathroom when I take a crap to be with somebody else.
That is not okay for me.
Yeah, we got to change the visual.
Yeah, that's all I'm picturing now. Just pooping and peeing on each other. There was a Sex and the City episode where Carrie was dating this guy and she was like really into him and he was a politician.
Mm-hmm.
And good looking older man. And at one point he invited her to go into the into the shower so he could pee on her, and she was like she didn't know what to do. She was torn because she really liked this guy, but then he was into peeing on her, and she was just like, I can't do it. I just can't. And I would probably be the same way, though. That would not be okay for me. That just grosses me out.
That's gross. There are so many great things about sex. I don't know why people have to take it like so far, you know?
But does it really turn you... Does it turn people on?
I think it does.
It does.
You know? I mean, like Friday, we have a new show that's about the adult industry and stuff.
Okay.
And they had a guest who's a porn star.
Of course.
Full of tattoos and stuff. Not very attractive. But...
And you had to throw that one in there. Didn't
well,
you know.
Not my type. Let's put it that
there
way.
There we go.
So she was talking how she's into S&M and stuff, and then she gave out the website. You gotta check out this website. It's called the Upper Floor, and it's dedicated to S&M and shit like that. And I went on there, and my God, you know, I mean, the shit that people do.
Is it just horrific?
It amazes me.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just her. No, there's like a lot of different people.
Yeah.
She's just part of the website, and. You know, lesbian, slave, and master or mistress, and my God, you know, all
it's
these things. It's like, why do you need that to get off, you know?
I don't understand the pain aspect of it.
Pain, humiliation.
Yeah.
You know?
Any of that.
I mean, look, I would love like a woman to dominate me like sexually and stuff like that. That would be cool. Like, I'll service you, you know? It's like, you know, that would be cool. But I don't need the pain. I don't need all the paraphernalia that they use, you know.
I would just switch
Just make me do you. That's good enough, you know.
Jesus phrase.
Make me write bad checks.
Did you say make me write bad checks? Yeah.
Make me do bad things. That's not an original,
awesome.
Though. I've heard it so much.
I know. It was just funny that you said it in this context.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. That scares me, actually.
Yeah.
Just the pain, being tied up and chains, and I don't know. I would just be freaked out. I don't know, that's me, but whatever.
Yeah. No, it's different, you know? I mean, you have to have eccentric taste, I think, in sex to be able
to... That's what I think. I think they're all just fucked up in the head. That's my conclusion.
You know, I mean, you've seen, like, two women having oral sex, and these two guys are just hitting them with whips, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm going, what the hell is this? You know, what's going on here, you know? Why is that, like, so sexy? I don't know. But
wow.
I guess people that are into it get it. We just don't.
Hey, somebody can call and explain to us, because I don't really, yeah. I don't get it. But
at the risk of admitting you are into it.
Guess what? My show started.
Your show, Bachelorette?
It's almost over. Tonight's the last night.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's so dramatic, let me tell you.
Yeah.
No, that's one of my shows, but Project Runway.
Oh.
Last Thursday. I know.
Project
You're super
Runway.
Excited.
Yeah, right. Like I ever watched it.
It is so good. You need
is
to watch
it. Is it really?
It is. And let me tell you why it's so good.
Okay.
Because, well, I love Heidi Klum. I think she's gorgeous and
yes.
just fabulous. And then Tim Gunn is awesome. And Michael Kors is a little on his high horse, but whatever. Nina Garcia is great. But, okay, so they're all the judges. But these people that come on here, I cannot understand how they do this stuff.
Mm.
I am so impressed with their talent. It's amazing to me. This is why I love it. I'm like in awe of
these people. The talent of walking on the runway?
No. I'm going to reach over and smack you upside the head. The talent of walking on a runway. Actually, you do need some talent with that. But, no, they design clothes.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What the show...
Okay. Runway, you know what I mean? I know. It's about
okay,
modeling
fair enough,
clothes.
Fair enough. I'm going to recap for you exactly.
Like to be a model or something.
No,
you know?
That's America's Next Top Model. That's
oh,
Tyra
okay.
Banks. That's just you make fun of the show and Tyra because she's awful. But Project Runway is where these designers... They pick 16 designers, they come on the show, they give them all these challenges every week, and they have to design an outfit.
I see.
Whatever. I mean, they pick the craziest things to do. Like, they'll make them go to the 99-cent store and pick out, not clothes, like balloons or garbage bags, and you have to make
something
like a couture
out of it, huh?
gown
wow.
out of it. And what they do, seriously, Sam, it looks like... It doesn't look like they're using garbage bags. It looks like they're actually using, like, fabric. It is so amazing to me what these designers can do. I am so in awe and impressed. I'm so impressed
amazing.
With them.
Well,
I'm in love.
I can see now why you'd be impressed.
So it started on Thursday, but I didn't watch it because I was busy all weekend. So tonight is my night of watching.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited. I know. I'm so excited. I'm such a dork. But I just am. I'm in love with these people. I love admiring people for things that I just cannot do. And I just think these people are incredible and talented, and I would support them, and I would buy their clothes.
Okay.
Well, some of them,
okay.
not all of them. So,
God, I didn't realize you feel that strongly about it.
You know me. I'm passionate about
yes,
things.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so I have to tell you this. So over the weekend, I was I worked this Google YouTube convention, right?
Oh, really?
I was like the booth girl, whatever. Anyway.
A Google YouTube convention. How come I never
cool.
heard of it?
Well...
I wish I had. I would have gone.
You know,
go ahead.
Yeah. I would have invited you if I knew you were into it. Well,
I am
Google
into
owns
it.
YouTube, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So, okay. Let's talk about the amount of geeks out there. And I'm just saying, I'm a geek too, so it's okay. But I'm geeky.
But nothing like them.
So, wow. One girl was dressed in a unicorn outfit. I don't really understand how that worked out into the YouTube thing, but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people would come around and be like, they'd ask me, so what's your channel? And I was like, what? What the hell's my channel? What are you talking about? I don't know, ABC? That's what I watch most of. I did say that to somebody at one point. They were like, no, your YouTube channel. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have one.
Don't have
one. Sorry, I don't have one. Oh, well, you should. Okay, thanks. I'll get right on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, what the hell do you want me to post up there?
I'll get
know?
Right on that, right?
Yeah.
So we're like... there's two booths that we're running, and one is it's like a green screen booth, so you take a picture, and then you go to this guy Zach, who's on his Mac, who was you would tell him which background you wanted, and he would put that in, and then they'd print it out, and there you go.
Cool.
And then there's another one we were running where you could make music videos, mm-hmm. which was just a disaster for everybody involved. I mean, it was such a hit, but like to yeah. watch these people, I don't know how Mark did it, to be honest. But there were like, I mean, I can't even tell you how many characters were. It was unbelievable. But at one point, I said to Andy, who was with me, I was like, it was like all day Friday and Saturday. And I literally go, I'm like, don't these people ever want to go home? And he goes, don't these people ever want to get laid? Because it was just like, you should have seen the amount of geeks there. Like, it was incredible. It was seriously like a Trekkie convention. It was like Comic-Con. It was amazing to me.
I can't imagine.
But it was so cool. I mean, look, I'm making fun of them, but I'm a geek too in other ways. So it's fine. But it was incredible. It was such a cool experience as far as people watching. Mm-hmm. I want to go again.
Yeah.
I definitely want to go again.
Yeah.
But it's just like people making YouTube videos and having these channels and like becoming.
And they have their own convention.
They have their own convention. Mm-hmm. I have a friend Joe of Joe Nation. You guys should check out his stuff. He's really funny. He makes YouTube videos. YouTube pays him. I mean, obviously the popular ones, they get paid, right? Mm. They make a ton of money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I heard how much some of these people make, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Because, are you serious? They
Sam,
make a lot of money?
My friend Joe told me that one of his friends makes $40,000 a month. A month.
What, by posting videos?
Yeah, by making videos because he has so many hits.
Mm.
I was like, you have got to be crapping me. What am I doing? We should make a video, Sam.
Well, you know what? Don't believe everything you hear.
Oh, okay.
You know, I can't believe
you,
it.
People
40,000.
People get so much money, it's
maybe
crazy.
A couple grand, and that's at the real extreme. But then again,
more.
What do I know? You know,
what
I mean,
do
maybe,
either of us know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I'm in the wrong. Like, I need to be doing this.
Yeah.
What? But I don't know what I'm going to do it on. And I don't know who would watch me, but it was so
Well, maybe you
amazing.
Should watch what he does and maybe.
Oh, I wouldn't do what he does. His is totally out there. He does all these different characters and stuff, like mm-hmm. more like SNL sketch stuff. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, you got to do you got to find your niche. Like,
yeah.
There was one that was walking around that's big called Oral Brush, I guess, and there was like a tongue mm-hmm. and a. Dentist, and I'm like, this was like one of the most popular YouTube followings, and I'm like, I don't understand what this is. I couldn't get it. I just couldn't understand it. But anyway, it was cool to see.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that all these people are finding their niche on YouTube. But I think it's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, and it amazes me though. You know, I mean, I never knew you could make money on YouTube until somebody told me. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was arguing with him. I'm like, there's no way.
God damn it. It's not true. It's a lie.
But I guess when you bring in a lot of traffic, they reward you for it. But 40,000?
Yeah. That's what he told me. And now, you know, my friend Joe, he gets paid too, but he's like not nearly as much as that. But that's what he said. So, and this is his good friend. So I don't know. That is so hard to believe, but yet. Maybe that's the truth.
Yeah. What's his channel's name? Let's see how many hits he gets.
Joe Nate. Oh, I don't know his friend's channel.
Oh, you don't know?
I just know Joe's channel.
Oh, okay.
I can find out what his friend's channel is.
Yeah, let's find that out.
Okay.
I mean, I really want to see how many hits he gets.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll ask him when I see him. I have to give him some stuff anyway. So, yeah, I'll ask him.
So you had to confess you don't have a channel.
So I had to confess I don't have a channel. Then this woman came up to me and she was like interviewing me. And I was like, where is this going to go? Joking around. And she was like, and so she's asking me all these questions. And she's like, so what's the nerdiest thing you've ever done? I'm like, I don't. I was like, I don't know. I'm a big Lord of the Rings geek. Does that count? She's like, yeah, that's perfect. I was like, oh, okay, great. And then she's like, if you were stuck on a desert island, what YouTuber would you want? I'm like, I don't know any YouTubers. Yeah. I was like, I don't know you. That's what I said.
That's what you said.
I was like, you? And then she goes, what? That's the only one I didn't answer because I was just, you know, of course I'm being a smart ass and I didn't really, I was like, whatever. But the last one she asked me, she goes, if you were a superhero, what would be your catch, your catchphrase?
Your superpower?
No, not the super. I thought she was going to ask me that too. Mm. Like your catchphrase, your what's the word? Catchphrase, motto, whatever. Yeah. What would it be? And I was like, oh my God, I don't even know what kind of superpower I would have, or like super person I'm going to be. I don't know. That was a good question, but I don't know. I guess I didn't geek out enough for her, because I was just like, you know what? I don't even know, sweetie. That's when I can't answer, because I don't even know what kind of superhero I would be. She's like, okay. That's fair. That's
yeah.
All right.
So did you have to go through some training? I mean, did they have to teach you what to do, what to say? No. So you're just there.
You know me. I talk to anyone. I'm just retarded and off the wall anyway. Just taking pictures with people. It was so crazy. It was fun, though. I mean, it was a good time. And the people I worked with were great. And it was awesome. But I have to say, like, seeing some of these people were out of control, dressing up, like, just crazy. I mean, but it was cool. I mean, what was cool to see was, you know, that they were so into something. Mm-hmm. You know, they really, really loved it. I applaud them for that, but I'm also going to make fun of you at the same time. It's just so ridiculous. But there is this one girl. I don't know if you've seen this. We should actually play this song. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Black. Mm-hmm. She's this big YouTuber. She's this young, like, 16-year-old girl. Okay. She did this music video, and the first song that came out was called Friday. It is probably the worst thing I've ever seen.
I've heard of it, and it got, like, this big, big attention,
right? Do you know that they signed her to a record deal?
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I was like, if that girl has a record deal, I'm making one. Because this...
But it's not about her talent. It's about her marketability, you know, and she's able to bring them a lot.
It's because everybody's making fun of her. She's so bad. I mean, not to be mean, she should not sing. I mean, it is awful.
Yeah. And I think what I was reading is her parents were trying to push her into it and all that, you know.
Okay.
They wanted to make it. So you want to play this?
Yeah. Okay. Have you heard the song?
I've heard it. It's
pretty
lousy. What's her name?
Rebecca Black.
Okay.
The song is called Friday.
Yeah. Here it comes up first when you put in R-E-B. That's enough.
Don't do the censored one or any of that. You got to do the real thing.
Really?
There's a ton of them that come
out. Oh, there's a censored one?
Yeah. There's like a bunch of...
If she's a kid, how come she has...
I don't know. She's singing about Friday night.
Okay. I know, I can see that. So I just retarded. Okay, there's a video parody on that, so that's
not that.
It. I don't know.
It'll say official video if you scroll down a little bit.
Okay, official video. Okay. Found that.
Actual writing of the song, which seat do I take? I can't even handle it. I think it's one of the worst songs I've ever
heard. She looks like a 14-year-old, you know. What else do they have to write about?
You know
what?
I'm going to say something here. Miley Cyrus wrote about a lot more stuff than that. Climbing up a mountain and conquering your fear.
Yeah.
And then you write about a stupid song about Friday night. No, thank you. That's all I have to say. She doesn't even have a good voice. I'm sorry. I'm a hater of her. I just can't understand it. I mean, good for her that she's doing her thing. I applaud that. But how could you get a record deal out of that is what I wonder.
You know, it's like you never know who's going to make it, you know, because it's all like viral stuff, you know. I mean, you see it, you know. It's like yesterday I got the sense of what being viral is like.
Okay.
I finally got an invitation for Google Plus.
Okay? You invited me.
And I invited you. I invited a few people. And by the way, if anybody wants an invitation, I've got plenty.
There we go.
Just, you know, send me a message on Facebook. I'll send you one. And, you know, so far it's pretty cool. But, you know, what I was thinking is, look how it happens. Like, I got one invitation and I sent like a few.
Mm-hmm.
And then each one of these is going to send a few,
right,
you know?
Right.
And then before you know it, it's like millions and millions of people.
Right.
So that's what viral is, you know? That's how things. So with videos, it's the same thing, you know? You send it to your friend and they send it to their friend.
Right.
And, you know, so I guess if you do something that's unusual like this, unusually bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, people
Thank
will
you.
Let.
Well,
each
they're
other
just
know
making
about
fun
it.
Of her. And this is the thing. I mean, not to be mean. And look, I mean, I'm in the business too, where people can, it's subjective, and people can say how horrible I am as an actor, or whatever. Who cares? But you know, I'm just saying, like, this girl is just, yeah, people are watching her to make fun of her. They're not watching her because she's got talent.
Right.
They're watching
her. It's like
her
a train wreck. Watching
right.
a train wreck.
So I understand that she's popular. Make bad YouTube videos. That's fine. But for you to get a record deal out of this is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, like I said, if you're able to generate income, they'll sign you up for anything.
Fucking A. We're going to make one. You and I are making a terrible music video together. I don't know what we're going to rap in it.
Yeah, write a song.
We're going to rap and we're going to think about which seat we're going to take in the car because that's so important. I can't get over that line. It makes me laugh every time I hear it. I think it's just the worst thing ever. Yeah. Anyway, so that was playing a lot at the YouTube convention. At the YouTube convention. It was just, it was really funny though, I have to say. I'm glad.
Were there a lot of people there?
Oh my God.
Really?
Oh Jesus.
Wow.
A lot of people. And this one girl was like, I was talking to her, and we were like, so how was, you know, because I guess last year was the first year, mm-hmm. and we were like, so how was, you know, how was it? How is it this year? And she goes, oh, it's so much better than last year. Like, last year felt like, you know, like a private party, and this year it's more like a con. We were just like, oh my God. Okay. Insane. It was just awesome. I have to say, like, I am a nerd too, so I can make fun of it, but you know what, they're just out to lunch.
So you were there all day Friday and Saturday?
Sure was, kid. Sure was. Went after the show on Friday and was there and doing it up.
Well, cool. It's keeping you busy, out of trouble.
Hey, I know. No, it was really fun. And I have to say, I love going to these conventions and working them, because, man, the people watching is incredible.
Amazing, huh?
And you meet some, I've met some amazing, amazing people. Mm-hmm. You know, people that I now friended on Facebook, and really cool. I have to say, in our room that we had, there was this one new upcoming thing. I thought it was incredible, okay? And I think the father and son started this, and it was a big video screen, a huge TV, right? Mm-hmm. And you can rent this thing for parties and whatever, or for yourself if you want to. And it was a can of spray paint, that mm-hmm. what it looked like, okay? And it was a graffiti wall. So you would, the spray can, mm-hmm. like, you'd hold it up, you would pick certain designs that you wanted, colors, things like that, and then you would spray on the screen.
Right.
And it would just, you draw and do whatever.
Right. I mean, and it doesn't really spray, right? It's virtual.
No. It's all virtual.
Right.
So it was the coolest. I was like, you know what? This is great for graffiti artists who are really super talented, that are not going to screw up the public, you know, property.
Property.
Yeah. So I thought it was amazing. I was so impressed with this. Mm. I would rent it for a party. And it was cool to play Pictionary because people were playing Pictionary on it. And that
they
was
were.
Really cool. Yeah. It was really fun. I was really impressed with that, I have to say. So all that stuff was really cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed
it. I know.
That.
I love technology. I love conventions.
I don't understand technology, but I love it.
Yeah.
I really don't understand. Which, speaking of, another thing I don't understand. One of our listeners, Richard, he writes on my wall, do you know where the Netherlands is located?
Why would
Richard.
They ask you that?
I know.
Put
they're
you
just
on
fucking,
the spot.
No,
come
I don't
on,
care.
Guys.
I don't care. Uh-huh. I have no idea where it is. Somebody can put a map on there for me. But yeah,
That's
thought it was
funny.
Pretty funny, actually. Anyway, so that was my sort of weekend.
That was your weekend.
Very exciting.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And so you pick up those weekend gigs and stuff every once in a while, and that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was cool. It was fun, you know. Mm-hmm. Can't complain. But it was nice. I enjoyed it very much.
And I'm sure you're nice to people and everything, so that works out. So the booth you worked for, what were they doing?
They were doing, like, video production stuff. They were doing the green screen, so people were taking pictures, and they were doing the music video thing. So
I see, okay.
Production.
So that was where you worked, okay.
That's where I was.
Did you walk around, see other people, what they're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was really crazy.
Yeah. Now, tell me something. You have to stand on heels all day? On high heels?
I didn't have to wear heels, but you know me.
I know you.
You know me.
You
I wear heels
to wear
every
them.
Morning. I do. I do in the morning here, because if I get too comfortable, then I'm like, I might fall asleep. But no, I wore flats, but I didn't wear flats there. I wore heels both days.
Wow.
And standing in heels sucks.
I can imagine.
Walking in heels is fine, but standing in heels sucks.
Yeah?
Oh, jeez. It sucks. Everything about it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, standing all day in one place, even with tennis shoes, you get tired.
But don't feel bad for me. I do it to myself.
I'm the moron
that does it. But it's all for fashion.
Yeah.
You know?
Like they say, I'd rather look good than feel
good.
There
we go. I'd rather complain about it all day long. But at least I look cute in my heels. Yeah, so yeah, now I wear heels when I do all of them.
Cool.
But I'm okay. You know, it is what it is. Like, I think my feet can handle it.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
strong.
If they can, yeah. Yeah, you
then
used to.
Then it gives
to.
Me a reason to go to get a foot massage for an hour.
There you go, you see. You should have asked them for one. Those people.
I should. Yeah. Damn it. Next.
Like, damn it, I'm standing here looking pretty all day, you know, in my heels. And, yeah, you better take care of me.
That should be in my contract. For sure. Oh, God. I went to this, well, it's not really not a party. It was like a club. But do you know the six-man tournament? The six-man tournament, I think? The volleyball tournament in Hermosa Beach. It's every year. It's like an all-day thing. It's like a huge, huge party. And so I met Megan and Tanner down there, and it was crazy. Like, there were so many people there, I couldn't even believe it.
Really?
It was unbelievable. And you know what? I don't know. Can you deal with drunk people? I can't deal with drunk. And when I'm not drunk, I can't deal with drunk people.
Nah.
I have no tolerance
I know,
for drunk people.
No patience.
I get so angry sometimes. Like, depending on what type of mood I'm in, if I'm really tired, then I'm just... But, like, I just can't handle it. Drunk people annoy me.
They really are, you know?
But you know what's so funny is, like, I guess for me, because I don't get to the point where I get wasted.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little buzz going. I'm good.
That's enough for you.
Because I don't want to look... stupid and sloppy and be
and
puking.
Women look even worse when they're drunk.
It's so unattractive.
It is.
I don't understand why people get that. I don't get it. And they think they look hot.
Yeah, they do.
It is so, it drives me out of my mind. I can't even handle it. So I was just like it was cool to see how many people were there, but I was so annoyed. I was like, I need to go.
Yeah.
I'm so.
And why do they get so rowdy and loud when they drink? I don't get that.
I know. I was a little bit of a diva that night. I was just like, I don't want to. I'm like, I want to go home. I don't want to deal with this. I'd rather be home with
so
my
So did
dog.
You have to drive down to Hermosa for this?
Yeah, I did have to drive down to Hermosa.
It's pretty there, though.
I love it down there.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. And I'm not a huge beach town girl, but I would live there or Manhattan for sure.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. But Manhattan's more expensive than Hermosa.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's closer to L.A. or something.
I think it's just... It's a little bit nicer.
Mm.
It is a little bit nicer. But I like it down there.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
I know.
But
Huntington Beach is cool.
Yeah, Long Beach I don't like.
Redondo. No, Long Beach is not much
Redondo's
to do there.
Redondo's like more of like a Florida fishing old person town. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Redondo is a little
really?
Bit of a... Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Redondo.
Okay.
But
so
Hermosa,
you go to
Huntington, yes.
Huntington is good.
Yeah, Huntington is
good. And then when you keep going south, Newport Beach is nice, and Dana Point, and all these places.
Oh, yeah. Laguna Niguel, where I got married.
Yeah. Oh,
love
you got married
it.
There?
Yeah, I got married at the Ritz.
Ah.
I'm fancy.
Excuse me.
It's too bad my marriage didn't last. I spent $25,000 for nothing.
That's the thing. That's what people do.
I actually had a friend who spent... I think I told you this. He got married to this woman. He was married for 9 months. They spent $100,000 on their wedding. They were married
serious?
For 9 months.
Jeez.
I was like, you guys are stupid. I don't even feel bad for you. That's so unnecessary.
It really is.
Speaking of weddings.
And in a few hours, it's gone and over.
That's what I'm saying. It's 6 hours of your life.
Yeah.
Like Kim Kardashian, I feel like, did you get an invite? Because I guess it's the wedding of the year. Did you get your invite yet?
Not yet, I did get my Google Plus invite.
Well, then there you go.
Does that count?
Not really, because you need to get invited to Kim Kardashian. So we'll see. I'll get one. I'll invite you.
Okay.
I'm going to see how much she spends. I'm millions, I'm sure, on this wedding. It is 6 hours of your life. That's it. Go spend it on something else.
Exactly. You know, and I mean, let's say for her, it's not a big deal. But for people that don't have that kind of money, to spend it is suicide. Especially when, like you said, you know, it doesn't last very long.
It's, you know what? It's a great, like, have a great party. You know what I mean? But I did mine pretty reasonably.
Right.
And I mean, we still spent like $25,000. Well, my father did, which is a lot of money. I should say. Let's take me out of it because I didn't spend anything. My generous, loving father did. The next one he says is all on me though. He's like, I took care of your first one. It, yeah. He's like, I took care of your first one. You took care of your second one. Yeah. I was like, thanks, Pops. But no, I have to say we did it pretty reasonably at the Ritz for $25,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But man, it's such a business. Mm-hmm. They charge you for everything and anything.
That's true.
It's crazy. Anyway.
I don't believe in big weddings.
Okay.
Although mine was, you know, my first one was pretty big. Because, you know, it's the wedding's all about the bride's mom. That's what it's about.
Thank you.
The bride and the bride's mom.
It really is. It really is.
Everybody else is secondary. So I said, okay, if that's what you want, you go ahead and pay for it. Gosh. You know.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for you. You were just like, let it happen. My mom was actually pretty, though I was a little mean to her. I was like, you are not saying anything about my wedding. I was a little mean. But my mom's not, she's really not like that, though, so I'm lucky in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think with my kids, I might be a kind of a disaster, but I most likely will be a disaster. Let's be honest. But no, I think I actually wanted to elope when I didn't want to have a wedding.
Oh, yeah?
I just want to elope. It's too much. It's too much to handle. You know how, this is how dumb I am when it comes to weddings. So when I was getting married, they were like, I remember one of my friends I was talking to, and they were like, so what are your colors? And I was like, oh, okay. So I have to think about this. So I picked my colors, and they said, okay, well, you know, pick your bridesmaids, your maid of honor. So I had to do all that. I wasn't going to have any, but Dan wanted some. So I was like, okay, so I'll have them. So they said, okay, well, you got to tell your bridesmaids the colors. And I was like, for what? And they're like, for the dresses. And I was like, okay. And they're like, because they have to buy the dresses. I'm like, what? I had no idea that bridesmaids had to buy dresses.
They buy their own.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, they're stuck with these crappy ass dresses that these stupid brides pick because that's these brides true. Are selfish. Uh-huh. And then they make you spend $300-$400 on these dresses that you'll never wear again.
That's
so
true.
Me, being a cool bride, I go, girls, these are my colors. You go pick whatever you want to wear. I don't care if you wear shorts and a shirt. Like, these are my colors. Have at it. And they did. They picked and they wore whatever they wanted.
Oh, that's cool, you see?
Because then I was like, look, then you can at least wear these again.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I just think it's...
It is a waste of money.
Well, especially when they're shelling this out for you and you pick some ugly ass dress that's like canary yellow and you are a little bitch because it's your day. I think it's just rude. Yeah. I think it's rude. I don't like it one bit.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying to all you brides out there.
I know.
Consider it.
Yeah. There's a lot of controversial things about weddings.
Is there?
Know? Yeah.
Like what?
Like, you know, should you have big ones? And how much money to spend? And who to invite? And is it going
to
last?
Who to invite is crazy.
Is it worth it for 3 hours of fun?
Did you say, will it last? Well, I'm thinking that most people that do get married are thinking, this is for the long haul here. I don't think they're thinking, well, how many years is this wedding going to last? So I'll only spend $50,000 on this wedding.
That's true.
I mean, even though I got divorced, I didn't think that I was going to get divorced. That's not what you think about on your day.
But how do you get married and get divorced after 9 months?
I didn't get.
Give me back.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
friend.
Not you. Not you.
Well, because I think he knew before going into it, like we could tell that he really didn't want to do it, but he was already committed and he already like planned it. So I think that it for him, he was just like, all right, I'm doing this. Do you know what I mean? And then it was just like, it just got too much and finally he had to walk away. But it was just like, call it off. Like, don't spend $100,000.
I know.
I mean, you'll probably.
And then the ring too, you know, you have to spend a few thousand on the ring. It's crazy.
Spend a few thousand. I didn't fucking get to spend a few thousand on my ring. Oh, actually, no. I did, actually. No, no, he did. Only a few thousand.
Yeah. It's
I want
crazy.
A big rock next time.
I'm sure.
Huge. I want a huge rock. I don't necessarily
You're such
want
a girl.
Diamond. But I don't want a diamond. And I didn't
Not
have
a diamond.
I didn't have a diamond my first.
Really?
I didn't want it. I had a tanzanite.
Oh, yeah?
Which is a like a bluish purplish stone from Tanzania. It's very rare. And it's a precious stone, so I guess you could use it as an engagement ring. Because I guess for your engagement, you can only have precious stones. So I heard.
Right.
So you could have it as a... And I didn't want a diamond. I'm not a diamond girl. I don't want diamonds. But I want like a really cool... Actually, let me take this back. I like colored diamonds.
I see.
There we go.
Okay.
But I like different stones, so I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
Than a big, huge, flashy diamond. That doesn't really appeal to me.
Good.
So I'm kind of a girl.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. But you're affordable as far as your tastes. You don't expect
too
much.
Well, I'm affordable in some things. I do want an Aston Martin, so that comes with the territory.
That's true. You do want that.
It's pretty pricey.
You'll have to marry a James Bond or something.
I wish he existed. Speaking of James Bond, so that new movie with Daniel Craig... What is it, Aliens and Cowboys came out this weekend? Uh-huh. I guess it tied Smurfs.
It did.
I don't know if I would be proud of that. If I see
it. I know, but
weekend.
It is rare that two movies will make the same amount of money on the same weekend.
Apparently, Smurfs was just as popular as Aliens and Cowboys were.
Cowboys and Aliens.
I do not want to see Cowboys and Aliens. I don't even know if I want to see Smurfs, and I was a Smurf fan growing up.
Oh, yeah? You were?
Well, yeah, it was in the 80s, you know? I was an 80s baby. It was...
Yeah. I know, the Cowboys and Aliens doesn't appeal to me at all. I mean, it just sounds stupid, you know?
I know.
But so many great people have been involved in this movie.
Who?
And Steven Spielberg and Ron Howard are the producers.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. And, you know, you have Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig. And then you have the director, what's his name, John... Favreau, I guess.
Oh, he did this?
Yeah, he directed it.
I love him. He did Iron Man.
Yes.
And he did Elf, which I think is hilarious, with Will Ferrell. I love that movie. Please tell me you've seen it.
I have not seen it. I don't like Will Ferrell. I'm sorry.
You don't?
No, I don't find him funny.
I love him.
Okay.
I think we should have him on the show because you hate him.
I don't hate him. I just don't like him.
I know. Some people really don't like him.
Yeah.
I think he's funny.
Yeah. Some people do like him a lot. I know
like
that.
I think he's hot.
Yeah, you do?
Hells yeah, I do.
Yeah, I guess he's your type, huh?
He is my type of man.
The dorky type.
Hells yeah. Right up there. Make me laugh.
Yeah, make me laugh.
Make me laugh, bitch. That would be my slogan. If I had a super...
It's every woman's slogan. Are you kidding? What kind of man do you like? Someone who makes me laugh. Okay, we already talked about that.
We did with you.
It irritates me. And I do make women laugh, you know, but it's not the point. The point is don't expect it of me, you know. We're not comedians.
So
we're not jokers.
But you know what? A lot of men think that they are.
You think?
Yes, they do. And some of them are, and some of them are not. But some of them, like a lot of men, more so than women, think that they're comedians.
Yeah.
So that's why women
expect
it. They
think they're funny.
Hells yeah, they do.
Maybe because they know women expect them to be funny, so they try to be.
No, I think I think men are just, you know, they have egos, man.
Men do have egos.
Jesus, like none other. Yeah. It's just, you know, and I think that just, if a girl's laughing because you're making jokes or being silly or whatever, like that feeds your ego.
Yeah.
I'm funny.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why men do it. But anyway, whatever.
Yeah, just like men have to be sure you're satisfied in bed, you know?
Was it good for you? Oh, my God.
You know, it's the same thing.
Rephrase that statement right now, because not all men do care about that.
No?
Fuck no. Excuse my language, but seriously. F no.
But I think many men measure their performance by, you know, whether a woman orgasms or not. And
yeah, but you know what? We
that's
do
why
a really
so many
job
women
of faking
fake.
It.
Yeah,
we
that's
do
what
a
I'm
really
saying.
Good job. So men... It's not that they want us to be... It's... Okay. Let me just say this. Some men are super giving.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Keep it up, men out there that do that. Keep it up. Teach other men. But then there's men that just... Yeah, so if a girl comes...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So I made her come. Like, that's all they care about. And then they... Do you know what I mean? It's just like...
Yeah, so they measure their manliness through that. I know. I know what you mean.
You know? So I... I'm just saying, rephrase the statement of some men, all men care, because all men care.
Yeah, okay.
I've been with a few that have not cared, let me tell you.
That's a terrible thing.
It is a, thank you. It is a tragedy in this world. It is a tragedy. Actually, a friend of mine, and I love this. He is a smart man, mm-hmm. because I was talking about being with women and men and whatever and how it's different and all this stuff. And he's like, this is what I say. Mm. Once I come, right. he's like, then men become lesbians. And then you please them. And I'm like, you know what? That's so good. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Does no, I don't. Sense? No.
After, so you're having sex, okay,
right.
so...
A man and a woman. Okay,
and she comes,
okay.
And he comes.
Right.
And you know that she can still keep coming.
He
says, so become a lesbian.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Then please her.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you need to teach classes on that. You really
no,
do.
No, but it always works. I mean, if the woman gets pleased first, then you can take your time, you know, with the guy and stuff, you know. But...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Once a woman comes, then, you know, the guy can take his time coming, you know, they don't have to, I don't know, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
Because once a guy comes, he's not into it anymore.
I know, that's
you know?
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he, after this fabulous man does it, then mm-hmm. he, you know, becomes a lesbian. This is why he is a great lover. I don't know from experience. I'm just saying from what he tells me. But I'm going to say yes.
He's a lesbian.
Probably,
I don't get it.
I get it.
Okay. All right.
I think
okay.
it's great.
You get it.
I think it's fantastic. I say keep it up, friend of mine. Keep that up.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Before we go, though.
Yes.
Did you see? We were talking about this before. I can't understand how 100. This is totally off topic, but I was just looking at this. 180 million. Dollars of cocaine was found in a
where?
In the ocean.
In the submarine?
In the submarine. In the ocean. Because that's where subs are. Not in a bathtub.
I'm like pretending I don't know what you're talking about.
I know
about.
You
then
are.
I go, oh, a submarine.
I know. You're like, what are you talking
about? Well, we can't give it away that we talk about it before the show.
Why? We could just say that we mentioned it. We didn't really talk about it. We just mentioned it in passing. Did you see how many they found? There was like 236 of them they found. Like,
wow, that's a lot of cocaine.
What the hell? Where do you need? I mean, obviously they're just.
It's a great idea to do it by submarine, though. You know, I'm sure. You know, I think what happened is it sank, and that's how they found it. I don't think they would have
so
found it.
So much coke on there.
Who knows
can
why?
Can submarines? That's a dumb question. But they can sink.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you know, if there's water coming in and you know loss of pressure.
So there's
and things
too much
like that.
Cocaine, and it sunk the ship.
Who knows why? The guys probably don't know how to drive it, you know, pilot the damn thing.
Right. You know? They just know how to deal drugs.
Yeah.
That is so much coke, I can't even understand it.
I know. But, you know, I mean, that kind of money would justify a submarine or anything, you know.
$180 million. I was just looking at how big these things are.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't understand it. It's just crazy to me. I don't know. I don't do coke.
A submarine to smuggle coke.
It's pretty genius, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
It really is. But now that they found this, they're going to have to find another way to get it in because, you know.
I know. Airplanes don't work anymore and, you know,
and
nothing works anymore. Boats don't work.
I know.
They catch them all.
I don't know what they're going to have to
submarines,
do.
Submarines, yeah.
Well, who knows what they're going to do.
And the space shuttle to smuggle coke.
You know what? You say that now, we laugh about it, but who knows what's going to happen down the road.
Yeah, that's
Wouldn't
true.
Wouldn't that be so crazy if that happened?
Yeah.
Just, you know what?
Or a hot air balloon.
A hot air balloon carrying all that coke.
I
think that would actually, I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
Nowhere to hide it, really.
Yeah. I know. Finally, I wanted to get this in, that Apple has more cash than the U.S. government. Have you heard that?
No.
Apple's been doing so friggin' well. I guess they have $76.2 billion in cash. I mean, this is in cash.
Shut up.
Okay? And the government has 73. So it's 76 compared to 73 $1 billion.
That is amazing.
And I'm telling you, this is like in cash equivalents. It's not like stock
it's
or
not,
anything.
It's not, right.
You know?
Yeah. Like they're net. This is cash.
Yeah.
They're running the world. Good for them.
They are.
Take over the government, Apple.
It's amazing, you know, and it's all thanks to Steve Jobs, you know. I'm reading a book on him right now, which is like probably the fifth book I've read on him.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I mean, this guy is just so talented in business.
How much is he worth?
I have no idea. I don't know.
God.
But a lot.
I can't fathom
that. He's been through a lot, you know, and it's not only the money. I mean, the fact that he's transformed the world so many times.
Right.
So many times, you know.
Right. That's really impressive. I cannot believe $75 or $76 billion they have in cash.
Yeah.
I want to see that in a picture or right in front of me.
Okay. All right. So
thanks,
on that note, with a lot of money on our mind,
let's go out and make some today.
All right. And we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye, Stephanie.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.